This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, Sunday's high heat and humidity forced an early end to the Vermont City Marathon in Burlington. About 8,000 runners took part in the race, and as VPR's Patty Daniels reports, this was the first time the race was called in its 28-year history.
About 4 hours into the race, officials changed the condition warning from high to extreme and instructed runners that the race was over. Nicole Ravlin chairs the board of Run Vermont, which organizes the Vermont City Marathon.
The wet bulb globe temperature was over 82 degrees, so that indicated it was unsafe for runners to continue and we needed to stop the race.
The wet bulb globe reading measures the effect that a mix of temperature and humidity and other factors can have on the way people feel. Many disappointed runners took shuttles to the finish area, while others ignored the black flag warning and pressed on to cross the finish line. Runners reported seeing ambulances throughout the 26.2-mile course, taking away runners that had experienced heat-related illnesses. For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels at the Burlington Waterfront.